Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello! It is Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know what I learned over this weekend?
What'd you learn?
You know what hey man is in German?
What's that?
Hey man!
Same thing.
Same thing.
We were talking with Coach Ra about their trip to Germany, and that is why I said that to start this hour. Look, and again, whether you either agree with anything he's saying, disagree with anything he's saying, the bottom line is you got to win games, and he knows that. But we are trying to get the best information possible as to why some of these things are taking place. And he talks about third and long. No team's been in third and long more than us over the last month, which is why those numbers bear out that we have been one of the worst third down teams over the last 4 weeks. Guess what's happened over the last 4 weeks? We've lost every game. So all of this stuff, there is correlation to some of the things that he's talking about. And we can agree or disagree, Mike, about some of the individual play of players on this team. And look, that's neither here nor there. We're not in the film room with these guys. We're simply telling you what we think and what we see with our own eyes and what you guys see as well on Sundays. But their evaluation of some particular players may be different than ours. At the end of the day, it just hasn't come together as a complete whole. And that is what has to change on Sunday when we take on the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, man. The only thing I think we didn't get a chance to ask him about was Michael Penix Jr. yelling basically at Zach Robinson, give me the play.
True.
You know, which gets back to conversation we had yesterday with Arch, because Arch said I was being too hard on Zach Robinson. I said, I just want to see some of the things that do the best you can to help this quarterback. But I think as Arch was discussing yesterday, the same things Coach kind of brought up here, the individual mistakes that just – whether and Pitts had two big ones. You know, special teams. And, guys, we didn't really harp on special teams because Coach addressed it. That was the first thing he said to us was special teams was terrible. His own words. He said they gave up two big returns, including the most crucial, ill-timed one at the end of the game, which set the Colts up on that final drive to tie the game.
Our special teams coach has to be on notice, doesn't he?
Well, look, I asked about Ike Hilliard a few weeks ago, and Marquise has been around. He's a lifer. He's been with the Falcons for years through multiple coaching groups. But, I mean, yeah, his guys – ultimately are going to get him fired too, you know, because this is results-driven business and this unit is not getting the job done.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We are going to talk some college football, but just kind of recapping our conversation with Ra. He stayed in here a good 20 minutes and answered everything that we were asking him in regards to the frustrations of these losses and why some of this stuff is taking place. And look, sometimes it's simple. Sometimes it's not, right? And the Michael Penix stuff – where I'm asking him about the confidence, and he says, no, you know, he made some throws, and then he got let down by some of his teammates. Coach is not lying about that. But the other side of that is there were throws he didn't make, right? So there's give and take with a lot of this stuff. And I feel like, you know, when your team is struggling like we have been, we need our quarterback to be great, man. We need him to be, like, just on point and take that pressure off of him having to Mike, you know, make throws and do things like it just wasn't there Sunday. And anybody who watched that game knows it wasn't.
Right. I mean, like, he addressed, you know, what happened with Jonathan Taylor. Now, some would say, Jeff Ulbrich, your number one job is to keep Jonathan Taylor from having a day like that. But Caden Ellis said, hey, man, we kind of quit on a play. The final play that turns into the
sure
home run ball because
sure
everyone sees some arm tackling and doesn't see it through. So, like, we got a couple of things. No one can do what Divine Diablo does. Need him back, you know, in that defense. We have no real true WR2. We don't have a wide receiver that's not Drake London that can do anything consistently right now to help out. See, here's the problem. Got a young quarterback, all the struggles we just talked about in the first 2 hours of the show, and now you got an inconsistent Kyle Pitts. You got a wide receiver core, which is not very good by any metric. And all you got is Drake and you got Bijan. Now, Algier and Bijan Drake are the guys you could say on offense that are doing their job. Although Drake admitted he missed that block too, which is another individual effort which screws things up. Bijan gets clocked in that one. So this, I know that, look, we're as frustrated as you are. That's why I asked Coach at the end. I said, you're a pretty cool guy for a dude who just lost four games in a row.
Well, he's been there.
But as he said, he's like, what's he going to come in? He's going to come in here and act like Humphrey Bogart in the Kane Mutiny or something? I mean, forget it.
He said that to us last week when I asked him about that, Mike. And my question to him was about yelling. Why are you not yelling at people? Why are you not? He said, what's that? What good does that do? I don't necessarily agree with it because I think sometimes people deserve to be yelled at, right?
You got to pick your spot. So, as you said,
that's me.
We all remember, even going back to high school, sometimes as a player, you need a pat in the butt or you need a kick in the – you know what I'm saying? There's a pat on the shoulder and there's a kick in the arse. And sometimes you pick your spots. But you're right. Like, you can't be a phony because you start acting like Frank Kush or somebody or Woody Hayes. The players are going to tune you out in a heartbeat. But there's a lot of players that are not doing their job. It's lazy. It's not attention to detail. I'm glad that Jeff Ulbrich told the media today in front of the mic, we had the best day of meetings and the best day of practice. Great. It comes after a four-game losing streak. You know? So, look, guys will get fired. Guys will – that's all this stuff's on tape. Special teams, a great point Arch made yesterday. You know, you're a special teams player if you want to stay in this league. That's the stuff you're putting on tape, and you're killing the Falcons.
Real quick, did you guys catch what Coach said to us about Darnell Mooney? No one had told us what was wrong with him. He just said to us he had a broken collarbone. I got to back up a little bit because the recovery time from a mild broken collarbone is 6 to 8 weeks. A moderate fracture, which is what I think he had, is 8 to 12 weeks. A serious fracture is 12 weeks and beyond. What I'm telling you is this dude has not been healthy all season. And then you add on the hamstring. What Coach is saying about Darnell Mooney is legit. And I just want to back up because we didn't know the injury. It had not been disclosed to us.
We knew something was serious. It was described. We thought it was a shoulder injury.
Correct. Okay.
I broke both clavicles playing rugby, Carl. It can be, to your point,
well, you're talking
an entire
about,
two seasons as in fall into winter.
You're talking about a guy who needs to lift his arms, Mike. Here. Right. Above his head. Here. To the right. Here to the left. That's a totally different element. So I just want to back up a second and say, for everything that we've been saying about Darnell Mooney, and there is no connection, I'm not backing off of that. But now that I know what the injury is and why he's been out as much as he's been out, okay.
So then, you know, apparently Ray McLeod has a hissy fit or whatever happened to get his butt out the door here. And all of a sudden, our wide receiver room, Casey Washington can't stay on the field. He's missing golden opportunities. Mm-hmm. Look, the concussions are, it's beyond his control. But then isn't it incumbent on the general manager to go try to find a better wide receiver? Now, they don't grow on trees, and there was a couple available. I mean, there's old guys that are out there. I know guys are, well, go get Beckham in here. Well, again, he's like 100 now. He's not, but his body is.
Yeah.
But it's almost like knowing what to your point, what we now know, maybe the front office needed to go find some more quality wide receiver backups to go, or anybody that could play the position to come here and upgrade it.
Yeah. Remember, he misses camp. Right.
The first day of contact in practice, that's when he hit it.
Yeah, and that set him back. And even if you just said, okay, it's mild, and we don't know the degree, that's 8 weeks. But I think it was longer than that because he missed the first four or five games. I mean, like Coach said, he just got back. I only say that to say you just got something you didn't get anywhere else because we were wondering what the hell this injury was. The hamstring is one thing. He's been limited in practice with that. But this collarbone may be the reason why, guys, he's dropped some of these passes.
That's balls he normally catches.
Absolutely. So just want to put that out there.
That's a great, great point.
404-726-0929.
We also learned today with the injury report, and we'll give you more injury information at 5 o'clock in the full Falcon report,
yep,
that Storm Norton, unfortunately, hit a bump with his recovery. So now he's going to go back on IR, which means for all intents and purposes, he's not going to play this year.
Yeah, and look, I don't know just from a depth standpoint how much he would have helped outside of being able to, you know, because, again, you're coming off these injuries. We automatically assume they're going to be the dudes we saw last
year. And
they've
generally been satisfied with the effort Elijah Wilkinson has put forth. It's been the guards. Now Bergeron's been banged up.
You don't know. As far as Michael Penix, that's a big question for me and how he's going to fix some of the things he's dealing with. And Coach is right. Look, after the game, I don't know if you guys heard it or saw it, he was distraught, man. Like, he was really ticked off about how much he felt like he let this team down because, again, he can make those throws. But that's something I want to see how he bounces back, Mike, on Sunday.
Jerry hit me up on the text line. He goes, you keep saying Zach Robinson, help him. What's he supposed to do? All right, how about we never, ever do that slow motion play action where he rotates out and it literally looks like the final minute of the movie The Longest Yard. Not that piece of crap with Adam Sandler. I'm talking the original with Burt Reynolds. Remember when Paul Crewe runs and the tearaway jersey gets ripped?
Yep.
And that's what it looks like. It's Scarlett. It's so developing. Slow developing. It just doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah.
It also has his back to the guys he's trying eventually to connect with. So things like that. Let's scrap that, okay? I know that I ranted and raved about the pistol. I'll die on that hill, but I know that because of his experience in college, they're going to keep him in the shotgun. So that's what everything we're going to do is stemming from that.
All right. Michael Penix did speak today. We're going to let you hear some of the things he had to say. When we come back, though, we got to talk about the college football playoff rankings, and we will. We're going to get to that and what it means for Georgia, potentially what it means for Georgia Tech.
Why is Drew Hamm going to call us?
I guess he is. Michael Penix said something today about the help he's getting on the sidelines. Big O, we got to check this out and make sure we got this, because if he's saying what I think he's saying, it answers the question we just asked Coach about who's helping him on the sidelines. Stay there. We're going to play it for you. It's Dukes and
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Bell. Look who's in the Ticketmaster Studios.
That smile just lights up a room, Carl. It's Bijan Robinson.
My man. Hook 'em.
Always.
All right.
Always.
Let's get that out the way first. Secondly, it is good to have you, man. I know it's been frustrating these last few weeks, B, with what's been going on. Just to get your perspective, man, on how you feel, where you're at. I mean, you're doing everything that you can do. We know it's a team game. We just had Coach on, and Coach was talking about the attitude and the resiliency of you guys. Like, coming in, I think he said he had a conversation with you, had a conversation with Pitts.
Yep.
What is that like? I mean, what are you guys saying to each other to build each other up and get back to hopefully winning ways?
Yeah, man. I mean, well, for us, like, we got to understand that this is obviously a long season. But for us, we got to take it just 1 week at a time. We face, you know, guys throwing so much adversity in our way these past 3-4 weeks. And, you know, it's something that we need to learn from because it's for a reason. And we might not see the reason right now, but, you know, hopefully, God willing, we see it this week in the change of – you know, what can come to this team. So for us, like, you know, continue to stay positive and, you know, especially for me as a leader, like bringing the positivity in the room and and nipping out all the bad or just the negative that can come in between the team. Because I feel like when that happens and when the negative comes and we start turning on each other, then you have nothing left. Like, then the team's over with. So for me and a lot of the other guys, like making sure that we just continue to make sure we're together, staying with each other, and leading the right way. So, you know, when that dam does break, we know how to handle it, and we'll all be, you know, just very positive about it and continue to, you know, still take it 1 week at a time, because you can't look ahead in this league, because when you look ahead, that's when you lose, get beat. So that's the main thing for us as a team right now.
I know that it's just, we're getting sick of seeing all these great running backs going, man, you're the next man. You're the man. And it's just, we know the frustration level is there. Put simply, we said this with Coach, is it just a matter of if we can ever get everybody on this team on the same page for four quarters, this team is a 10 or 11 win team?
Oh, no doubt about it. But for us, like, you know, right now is what we have right now, what we put on is what we put on. So now from today on, especially in practice, like, you know, our urgency, you know, we know that we have to change our urgency and we have to, you know, come out of the huddle explosive the right way, because when we do that, then we showed specs of that, you know, the games that we won, like, we showed. But now it's, you know, and I hate saying consistency all the time, because, like, but it's such a big word for us. And, you know, if we want to be, you know, great moving forward, and, you know, this second half of the season, like, you know, putting on what we want to produce on this team, but not just on the team, like, for the city, for the fans, everybody, man, like, we have to, you know, look ourselves in the mirror and go out there on Sunday and handle business.
B, I got to ask you, I don't think this is you, but I got to ask, is there ever a time when you go over and I'm like, can I get the rock a little bit more? can I touch it just a few more times?
Throw it to me too.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that's not who you are. It's not in your nature from the people I know who know you best.
Yeah.
But I also know you're a competitor. And you want to help the team win, and you know helping the team win means touching the rock maybe a little bit more. Where are you at when it comes to that? Because that's the conversation out here, man. It's like, we need to get B-ball the ball more. We even talked to Rob about it, and Ron's like, what do you guys want me to do? What do you think about that?
Man, I mean, like you said it, man. Like, that's just not who I am. Like, you know, I put all my faith in my trust in God, and he's gonna make it happen. So for me, like, I just got to be a great teammate, and every time I do have an opportunity, or every time I do get ops, like, just make the most of them, because, you know, that's what I can do to help the team right now. But yeah, I'm just not the type of player to, like, go to Raheem or go to and be like, yo, I can't.
Z Rob, no, you're not gonna do it. Okay, no.
But I mean, we see, like, you know, we see the growth, and when we do, like, continue to always run the rock, continue to always, you know, put the ball in Tyler and I's hands and what we can do with it. And I mean, me and Ty have to understand, even what Coach Petrie always says, like, when you get the ops, like, you gotta make it. You gotta make the most. You might have to be the extraordinary, but it's what you gotta do to help the team and to do what you gotta do to make this offense go. So that's what we're gonna continue to keep doing. We're gonna do it even at a higher level, because that's just what it takes, and that's what's going to have to take from here on out to win the game. So you know, we got to let our God-given ability, you know, take over.
All right. Because I know the guys, the relationship, you don't know and you should know by now, listen to us, that him and Tyler have a great friendship, great relationship. You know, we always feel sometimes, look, if Tyler's maybe hitting it better, okay, then you become wide receiver too. But I'm not, sorry, I'm not coaching, Carl. We're just talking to Bijan Robinson.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying, you just make him get 100 yards receiving, Carl. There's ways we can pivot here. I'm sorry, I've said too much. Bijan's with us. You know, I'll switch tack for a second and focus on the positives. I know you got a chance to go over in the spring to promote the game in Berlin, but I talked to Carl about it. I was up in the stands about 40 rows up. It was electric. It was, I mean, it had like a playoff atmosphere. It just felt so special.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew because we went to Germany. My auntie went to Germany in May, so like we saw the fans there at that time, and we knew like what was going to come during this game. So for us, like,
was that a promotional trip, like to help promote the upcoming games?
Yeah. This,
okay.
Yep.
Big Bijan picture, by the way, along with Bates and Drake on the wall. And they had all the big faces outside the stadium.
That's dope. That's dope.
I'll pull the picture up. Go ahead.
Yeah, but like just hearing the crowd and seeing the crowd and just how like energetic and man, they were wild. Like it really felt like we were at a soccer game. And I mean, as we can continue to promote this game and promote it in those countries, like the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit because they can bring the same energy as they do in America that they do in Germany. And I mean, it'll be huge, man. Like wherever the game's being played at.
Let's talk a little bit about these commercials, man.
Awesome. He's like, yeah, that's dope.
Let's talk about these commercials, man. I'm seeing you more and more, which is great. It's great for us. It's great for our city, right? Falcon fans are like, oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
What's the deal, man? I know you have some acting aspirations maybe down the road.
Yeah, was it Outer Banks was the show he was on? You played a bad guy, right?
Yep.
You're doing more of that. You comfortable? You like it?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm comfortable. Like I like it a lot. Just getting myself out there in a different way other than football. And, you know, it's cool like, that I can represent, you know, Atlanta, the team, like represent in a different way and you know, the just bring more – you know, notoriety to the team as much as I can. Like even me going to Germany, like giving us a chance to be seen in different countries too. So, you know, if I can do as much as I can to help the city, this team, like my family, myself, like that's what I'll do. And, you know, I want to do it in such a humble heart and just do it in such a nice way so everybody can, you know, kind of just come where the Falcons are, you know?
Yeah. Right. No, it's great, man. And it's awesome getting a chance to see, you know, our guy, as I said, right, being out there as frequently as you are. While we have you here, got to talk about this weekend, man. I know we got a big game on Sunday, but we got a big game on Saturday.
Oh.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah, you're going to, like, helicopter out to Athens, catch the first half,
man,
go back?
Man, no? I wish I could go to that game, man. Like, oh, my God. Well, I wish it was there in the day.
I agree. They did it at night because they know. But but what's your take, man, on what's been going on? And obviously, you know, that SEC is just a beast. It's going to be another great game. I think, you know, the pressure that – and specifically with Arch, man, the pressure he's been under.
I know.
What's your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I mean – that's when you have the name of Manning,
right?
Like that's what it comes with, you know. And you know he knows it too. But I don't think that really affects him anymore because I feel like his whole life, like that was, if you're not like your uncle's,
right?
Like it, I even told him, I'm like, bro, like this like God has your plan set. Like don't compare yourself. Comparison is a thief of joy. So
he's a humble dude, isn't he?
Absolutely, he is. Yeah. And I mean, if he continues to stay like that and doesn't get too focused in the media or negative or positive, like I think he'll be fine. And I mean, he's playing great as the season's going along. So I don't know, man. I think we got this one.
Okay.
This
okay.
Right,
okay.
We know that Michael Penix Jr. still talks to Kalen DeBoer. You talk to Sark, and if you tell Sark, just chill, man. Just be cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sark knows. I talk to him all the time. Like he knows, you know, what's to come, and he's. I mean, the past 3 weeks, like how we've been playing, has been looking good. So, and we just had a bye week. So, I mean, I think our bodies are fresh. We're about to come in here and I think get a dub.
Get a dub. Horns ready for dogs.
It's gonna be a fun game.
And by the way, bringing it back to the Falcons because we mentioned you're a leader on this team. You're a source of positive energy. Penix was like, I mean, like. We don't expect him to sit there and be like, hey, tough loss, we'll get him next week. But he was really kind of down in the dumps. Did you say anything to pick him up at all on the way home?
Absolutely. I talked to him immediately. You know, I was like, just understand, like, don't put yourself under this pressure. You know, just be you. Like, just play your game. Like, I feel like as soon as you like I even told Arch, like, I was like, as soon as you start to look at other external sources, like, bro, it's gonna shut you down. Like, your game's gonna be not what you want it to become. So I was like, dude, like, you know how it helps me is I just stay away from it. I stay away from it as much as I can. Like, and it clears my mind, clears my heart, and I know the next week, like, I'm ready to go. So for him, you know, I told him the same thing. I was like, you can't afford to be down. You can't afford to put your head down. You can't afford just as a man, because you don't want, as a leader, you don't want people to see you like that, like, ever. So I think he knows the job that he has. But I think just us being right there with him and us being better around him, like, is going to make him more confident.
After these games, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, live in the Ticketmaster Studios. Bijan Robinson joining us, guys. Falcons getting ready for Carolina on Sunday, back at the crib, back at home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. When you have these moments with running backs,
yeah.
A few weeks ago was Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. McCaffrey. You worked out with him during the summer. That was public knowledge.
Yep.
You just talked with Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. What are y'all saying? When we see that embrace, what's going on out there? Is it just an acknowledgement, or is it more depending on the relationship you have with that individual?
Nah, man. I mean, it's nothing but respect. You know, the both times I played Jonathan and Christian, like, I mean, they balled out. They balled out. So I just got to be better for our team, man.
Right, right.
But, you know, those dudes, like, I've been talking to them since I was a rookie. Junior in college, and you know, just them, like, always being by my side, and you know, me being by theirs. And
so it's a running back fraternity then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And right. I don't know all of them, I don't know everybody, but sure. Like, you know, Saquon, me, Christian, Jonathan, like, you know, we're close niche. We stay together. Right. Even me talking to Derrick Henry in the offseason, like, you know, we all know the respect that we have for each other. So, and it only makes each other better when we're competitors, and you know, we see each other just ball out week to week. So, you know, it's pretty cool, like, to get to talk to them, like, after the game. You know, obviously, like, you want a better performance sometimes, but you know, the game's the game. But I have the utmost respect for all of them, and you know, I hope they continue to just be great throughout the season.
Wrapping up with Bijan Robinson, because we haven't interviewed him, Carl, since after with the Vikings game, and NBC did the whole feature on you.
Oh, yeah.
That was really kind of cool. And having Saquon basically say that you're the heir apparent, to have no pressure, right? But I mean, but no, that just reinforces what you're talking about with those guys. That's got to feel great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have too much respect for them, and I watch them week to week, like, on film. And, you know, I'm just seeing how they're doing during the game, but then – after the game's over, like, I'm on my iPad, like, watching their game, and to just break down their runs and their run reads and everything like that. So, and some will even text me, like, saying, like, what did I see on this play, and how did I make this play work, and I'm doing the same thing for them.
Huh.
But I enjoy that, like, you know, like, nobody's, like, I don't want to say, like, just a mean person or a rude person.
Prima donna,
yeah.
Ego, they're real relatable.
Like, everybody's trying to help, and which is really cool, because you don't see that too much in a lot of fields in this profession.
B, can we get some Terry Black in Atlanta, man? Can we get
some
Terry Black? Can we get some Terry Black barbecue?
You know what?
What?
I'm gonna hit up Terry and be like, yo, you got to expand this to Atlanta.
Oh, wait, just, time out. Hold on. Is this an Austin thing?
It is.
Austin and Dallas, but if they expand to Atlanta, it would be the best.
Okay. It would be the best. Hey, man, congratulations on everything that's going on.
Yes, sir. Right.
Good luck this weekend.
Yep.
Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bijan Robinson, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good stuff, B. Thank you so much. All right, we're coming back, guys. We're going to talk with Wes. He's going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We will also get to the college football playoff rankings and stuff we were talking about. Had to spend some time with the running back right there, man, and glad we did. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Odyssey.com. Also, Raheem Morris will replay that for you coming up a little bit here in the 5 o'clock hour. We had to push our man Wes Durham back, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We say Wes Drewham. Wes, it is good to talk with you. Look, we've been up here today as we normally are, you know, kind of dissecting things. And, you know, we had Raw on and we were talking to him about the problems offensively, what's going on with Michael Penix. And, you know, he's continuing to tell us, as I think he's telling this team, look, it's the little things that are biting us, right, in the rear end that we have to be able to overcome. And Wes, it's not just one thing. Like, if it's not something, it's another thing. How do we put this together for Sunday, man, and go out and beat a much better Carolina team than we all anticipated to start the season?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly a Carolina team that's playing better, right?
Yes.
You know, and certainly has played better since they won the first game, 30-0. And I think they're going to present some unique situations, too, that Atlanta's going to have to react to based on what happened in the first game. In terms of the question you asked, Carl, I think it is simplistic in some respects and it's complex in others. The simplistic part of it is that Michael Penix has got to feel better about Michael Penix, okay? He said it post-game with Dave. Didn't feel very confident, didn't feel very, you know, that kind of thing. Got to go back and look at myself as much as what the team's doing. Michael Penix needs to feel good about Michael Penix on Sunday. So whatever the plan is, it's got to have some of that incorporated into it in my mind. Second part of it is, when's the last time they started fast?
Right.
When they won. Yeah.
Right.
And they got to find a way to start fast. The three and out thing can't happen again. That's one of those things you got to avoid. So whatever, you know, offensively or defensively, start fast. And I think when they have started fast, they've tended to play very well. And, you know, even the Tampa game that they lost at the end of the game, they started fast with the pass to Bijan from 50 yards out. They got the touchdown. So let's find a way to get it started early and, you know, get in the red zone and cash it in for a 7, don't kick a field goal type thing. That would be like the two things that I think they have to do. Number one, the quarterback's got to feel better about where he is this week, and the team's got to start fast on Sunday because, you know, you guys can do the math just like I can. These next two are probably going to determine a lot of things.
Right.
And I think that's just where this season has gotten to now that you've lost 4 straight.
Yeah, man, that fast start would have started had Kyle Pitts done his job on a perfectly thrown and perfectly called play to start the game. Wes Durham was with us, guys. And, Wes, that's the thing. I mean, just, you know, little moments like you get that stop at the end of the game. It's long, man. You got third and 20. And then Ulbrich decides to go with a four-man rush instead of a five-man rush. And they're able to move things. So special teams, that's another thing. That's been a constant all season, how disappointing special teams has been. How do you fix things like that when you're so far deep into the season or that's just your identity? You're just not good in those departments.
Yeah, and you're, you know, look, you've got a waiver wire for some things, but you got a practice squad for others, right?
Right. So
we'll see what kind of evaluation process has taken place this week. I think that's the other thing. Now, remember, some of this is you're coming off a fairly taxing trip, right? And that's why when the injury report came out this afternoon, a lot of guys didn't practice today.
Right.
You know, the bumps and bruises can be excavated when you fly 9.5 hours back. So I think that's something else that has to roll into the equation a little bit this week. It's probably a good thing it's a division game, somebody you've seen, but somebody who in some ways has changed a little bit. I mean, Rico Dowdle has taken over the running back spot. It's his now. It's not Chuba Hubbard at all. And Dowdle has done all the things you need to do to kind of take that. Tet McMillan, he's ended up having a pretty good year for a rookie. I mean, he's got 46 catches. Leggett was inactive when they played the first time. So offensively, Bryce Young is in a crossroads a little bit, guys. I don't know who you talk to from Charlotte, but it's gotten very interesting up there for him. And they're talking about, you know, the next seven games potentially determining his future in Charlotte. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting Sunday of football. It won't be one of the marquee games in the league for sure. And then the other part about this is let's think about where Atlanta is statistically in some things. Third down, we all know where that is. It's not been great, but – what can you control? Well, you can certainly control, we talked about earlier, getting TDs instead of threes in the red zone and the way you dictate the tempo of the game. I think all that's important. I thought Sunday, look, Taylor ended up with a huge number because he's a really good player, but I thought defensively they flew around Daniel Jones and created some real problems. More of that in the remaining games, and Atlanta's got a chance to be successful more than not for sure.
Right on. Back-to-back games where these guys have had major, you know, impacts. How about Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr.? Our man Wes Durham, speaking of which, Georgia football in Texas. We just talked to Bijan, and there's a lot of said here.
Yes, it was.
But
Bijan doesn't hide it. He doesn't care where his zip code is right now, boys. He's got Austin, Texas in this one. I can tell you that.
But, Wes, Sark has a Georgia problem. Kirby has a Bama problem. Sark's got a Georgia problem. What happens Saturday when Toe Meets Leather?
Well, first of all, it's Al Serrato's line, Mike. You can only say toe meets leather when it comes to tech. The toe meets leather thing doesn't fly in Athens. It only flies on North Avenue.
All right.
I would say this. Georgia has everything in front of them still, despite the Alabama loss. Texas is the one that has to play with a sense of urgency. And, you know, look at it like this. There's an elimination principle that starts once the CFP poll is released, right? And once you get in the second one, I told you guys this, I think, last week, Carl.
Yeah.
It's the third one. That's the one that sets the table. And because that's the one that's before the last week of the regular season. And as those things unfold, that between week three and week four of the poll is where this gets really, really interesting. So, Texas, do you have a marker right now? I don't know. Oklahoma? Okay, sure, maybe. But you need a marker. Georgia, meanwhile, has lost the Alabama game, and, man, they looked as impressive as any team last weekend at Starkville. So I would suspect that Texas is in an uphill fight when they come to Athens on Saturday.
Is the committee – are they putting the ACC in a tough place? Virginia loses the Wake. Louisville loses the Cal.
Sure.
You just feel like the committee is saying, well, one of you have to rise up and get there, whether it's Georgia Tech or Miami. I just feel like when you look at the ACC and even the Big 12 right now, you're like, one
right.
team?
Wes?
Well, there are going to be a couple from the Big 12, I think, Carl. But the ACC situation is they really don't have a marquee win outside of Miami beating Notre Dame as a league.
Right.
And that's going to be – that's being held in that committee room. Now, Mac Rhodes, who's the chair of the committee, who's the Baylor AD, and if you care to read the Waco papers, he's got some issues of his own, but he's still the chair. Mac Rhodes said that Georgia Tech didn't play very well. His quote in the media teleconference last night after the show was over was that Georgia Tech had a bye week, and the last time they played, they weren't very good on either side of the ball. Well, to say they weren't good and they had 500 yards of offense and the quarterback had 515 of it, you know, that's ill-informed. So Georgia Tech, it's going to come down to Georgia Tech running the table. And if they can win the Pitt game, certainly they got to win at BC on Saturday. Come back and beat Pitt in Atlanta. And then the Black Friday game with Georgia and at Mercedes-Benz is going to be critical to Georgia Tech. Probably a lot bigger for Georgia Tech than it will be for Georgia. And because the championship games now are held in a slightly different light. How they're going to be reflected by this committee, I don't know. I know how they were held last year, but every committee, as I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, is different. So, but Georgia Tech has got a lot on the line here in these last three games. I tell you, the team that's playing, it's interesting, Pitt plays Notre Dame on Saturday, then they play Georgia Tech, and then they play Miami. You talk about a team that controls some of the balance in the college football playoff. Imagine if Pitt beats Notre Dame on Saturday.
Please
Notre
do.
Dame's probably out.
Please
and
do.
Then Pitt
yes.
comes to Atlanta.
That's right.
But Pitt comes to Atlanta, and then all of a sudden, how big does that game get? It's unbelievable.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just feels like with Georgia Tech's strength of schedule, they can't lose anything. I mean, other than the argument, a close loss to Georgia, you know, and because the strength of schedule is just not really there, then you get all the other variables.
Colorado was supposed to be better. Was supposed to be better.
But I mean, I still don't trust the Big Ten. Those weasels will find a way. I mean, Michigan right now is in the top 20. At 7-2, they've granted the best teams they played. They lost to. I mean, it's still gonna, at the end of the day, Wes. You know, right now Georgia. I think I saw somewhere they project South Florida to win their conference. And they would go to Athens. Not really compelling television, but Georgia would be one of those, you know, those first round games at home on campus.
Yeah, if they in fact don't win the SEC. See, that's the other thing too. Georgia to me feels like a team that's. You know, we'll see how it goes Saturday, but if they found their identity, that's probably a really good thing for them. I mean, the fact that Texas is coming there, Georgia may play their way into a top four, Mike. I mean, that's kind of the reality.
Right now, I'm with you, Wes. I still think
right now,
that's attainable.
Yeah, right now, though, is 3 weeks from reality.
Right.
You know, we're still prospecting, and that's why I think people are probably disappointed the way, you know, there wasn't a lot of movement at the top of the poll. Well, the chance for the movement ended when Mendoza hit Cooper on the back line. I mean, you talk about movement, let Indiana lose. That'll shuffle the deck a little bit. And I think, you know, each week in college football we get that. You just have to find out who it comes from. And, you know, let's be honest, too. I think somewhere in the committee room, style points count. And so you're going to see teams probably, you know, throw an extra log on the fire when they have a chance, I think, in some of these games.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least. Wes, it's always good to talk with you, man.
You're going to the game, Carl. Come on, Carl. You're going, aren't you?
No, man. Unfortunately, I can't. We've got Meat Fest going on this weekend, which is a big barbecue that a couple of friends and
I
would get together.
Something Bell brought back from Germany. Yeah.
No, but there was a bar called the Meat Garden, which actually is car park. But anyway, go ahead. Back to you, Carl.
And so, unfortunately, no. But the game will be on multiple TVs, and you'll see some pics, man, because it's an incredible thing we do before Thanksgiving. And got to give biggest shout out to Andy as you're saying that. But no, I wanted to just can't do that in the commitment that it takes.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, man.
From afar, Carl.
Now, do you bring the locals onto the estate for, like, Thanksgiving? What do you do up there at Stately Druid Manor as far as, you know?
Oh, really? Yes, Stately Druid Manor. Thanksgiving for me will involve some trip to the airport to get on a plane for a Saturday game, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Just check.
All right, man. We got to roll. Wes, thank you.
Again, guys, when you're coming up 75, you can see the parapets as you look over to the west.
You know, oh, is that what you do? Okay, great. Not... Yeah, thanks.
And that's where Wes Drew Ann lives.
Don't listen to him. Wes, we'll talk to you next week, man.
Be well, guys. Take care. Thanks.
Good stuff.
That's our dude. Again, early days with their current projections now. So much football to be played. Because another question. Is Ohio State finally going to knock off Michigan? Ohio State looks like this is the year they will finally snap that losing streak.
Let me tell you something. They could lose, but Michigan could get in with that win. They'd have the best win in college football all season.
Right.
By beating the number one team. You will have beaten them 5 years in a row if that was to happen. And Michigan wins out. You've got a two-loss Michigan team with the best win. They could slide into the 12th.
And everybody keeps waiting for the other shoe to fall with Texas A&M. I like what Elko said in his press conference this week. Hey, that's last year. We got a better team.
He does.
It is what it is. It's better team.
No, he does.
Right.
And they're better coached. I mean, he's done an amazing job. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock. We'll recap a little bit of what Ross said, but we're going to play it for you coming up. And what are you guys asking us? We're going to read some of the questions from you guys
all
in regards to the Falcons, including Would you guys be interested in a guy named Arians? We'll get to it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.